The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Schiros, it's Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Kiderech Shemuzah Baal Abayis, Shelo Yigzol Schar Oni. Just like the Baal Abayis has to be sensitive and he can't steal from the Oraman that's working for him, V'lo Yakvenu, and he can't hold back his wages, Kacha Oni Muzer Shelo Yigzol Melechas Baal Abayis, so to the Oni is Muzer, that he can't steal from the Melacha that he obligated himself to do for the Baal Abayis, the Yavato Ma'at Mekan, Ma'at Mekan, and, you know, shave off a little bit from here, a little bit from there, Umoitzin Kala Yoin B'me'era, and in the end, it's going to turn out that he's going to waste a good part of his day, and he's going to cause hefsid to his Baal Abayis. Can't do that. Elechayiv L'daktik Alatzmei B'zman. You have to be very, very medaktik bizman. What's the prime example of this? Says the Rambam, that we know that benching is made up of four brachas. The first three, Amidei Raisa, Ateva Meitiv, was after Churban Beitar. That's only midirabbanon. And the Rabbanon said that a poil doesn't make the fourth bracha. Why? Because he's Isaac b'malachtoi. So Chazal was so sensitive with the time that the poil has an obligation to give up to his Baal Abayis from the fact that they were mevato bracha. And the Rambam uses that as the anchor to his Musar Shmuz. And he says that if that's the case, Kiderech Shemuzer Baal Abayis Shelo Yigzol Schar Oni, Kacha Oni Muzer Shelo Yigzol Melechas Baal Abayis. And then the Rambam concludes, V'chein Chayiv La'avoid B'chol Koichai. A poil has an obligation to work for his Baal Abayis B'chol Koichai. Sharei Yaakov HaTzadik Omar, because Yaakov HaTzadik said, Ki B'chol Koichai Avadati Asavichem. This is Yaakov Avinu talking to Rachel and Leah and his children and telling them about the way that he worked for Lavan. Lefichach fears the Rambam, because Yaakov Avinu worked so hard for Lavan, not aschar zois af oil mazeh, he got his reward even in this world. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayifroitz ha'ish ma'oid ma'oid. The pasuk says, Vayifroitz ha'ish ma'oid ma'oid. Yaakov Avinu had a tremendous shefa, as we're about to see in a second. And says the Rambam, where did that tremendous shefa come? It came from the fact that he worked so hard, that he worked so hard for Lavan. I saw in the Shiurim from Rameir Alevi Soloveitchik, he said that the Rambam says that the reason that Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to vayifroi tzayish ma'oid ma'oid is because he said, ki b'chol koichi avadati es avicha. Says, l'chayri, the reason Yaakov Avinu was zoicha to vayifroi tzayish ma'oid ma'oid is because the Ebershte told him, the Rambam has to come up with a reason why he was zoicha to vayifroitz. The Torah, the Eibishter told him, he gave him avtocha ufaratzto. Why is that not enough of a reason? Was kich the Rambam? He needs a time of the crow. Why he was zoicha to vayifroitz ish moid moid? So Meir Alevi said, vayistoys do tzvei dinim in the ufaratzto. He said, the avtocha from the ufaratzto, that was b'chuzek. You're going to be a tremendous nation. You're going to go yomotzaf. Here the Rambam's talking about the ufaratzta of the mominus, the financial ufaratzta. That was by Yifroid Zayish Moid Moid, says the Rambam. That's because Yaakov Avinu said, B'chol koichi avadatei asavicha. But either way, this is the Rambam. So in the previous raid bite, we mentioned that Rav Shmuel Yankiv was medayik, that the Rambam refers to Yaakov Avinu as Yaakov HaTzadik. Shari Yaakov HaTzadik Omar, Binyamin HaTzadik we've heard, but Shari Yaakov HaTzadik. And why is it punked here, in this halacha, that the Rambam HaGadol decided that the right adjective to use to describe Yaakov Avinu, the Bechira Ovis, is as Yaakov HaTzadik, Ayin Shom. But in that shtickle, Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv says another Dover Nifla. He says, the Medrash says, and it's right here in Parshas Vayetze, says the Medrash, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amr, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Chaviva hi ha-melacha mischus Ovis. Melacha, working, is more chavah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the schus of the avos. Just schus avos hitzila mamay. Umelacha hitzila nefashis. You find that schus avos was matzal mamin, but the melacha has the ability to be matzal nefashis. Schus avos hitzila mamin shenema lue ekei v'goyme. Umelacha hitzila nefashis Yaakov Avinu es onye ves yegia kapay ro'a likim. And at first glance, this would sound to be a medrash pliya. Melacha, Bishmol, Roshim Bayichoy, Brachas Lamed Hey, Al Rishonim Anu Mitztarin. But Gedoyla Melacha or Chaviva Hi A Melacha Mischus Avos. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that you see from the Rambam and you see from the Avoid of Yaakov Avinu what an Avoidus HaKodesh it is to be an Erlecha Poyol. He says to be an Erlich HaPoel is such an Avodas HaKodesh. B'chol koichi avadati es avichen. And you see from the way Yaakov Avinu went about this, he says for a person to be a poel, and every tenua should be oiskalten with every sif cotton and shulchan aruch, it's not a posh tezach. It's Avodas HaKodesh mamish. And that's chavivu hi amelocha mischus avis. It's so chavu by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person that can work, and his work is oiskalten in Chosha Mishpat, and not just that, it's done on the level of Yaakov Avinu, and a person's in a matziv where I'm not going to say the bracha revius the birchas amazim because I have certain obligations and I have certain responsibilities. He says that melacha is chavah by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I think it opens up a Pesach to understand the Chazal that say Godel Hanenem Yegiya Kapoy Yosem Yoris Shemayim. It's Rav Shmuel Yankiv Kedarki B'Kodesh the way he says it. But the point is, he says Avada Melocha is Melocha Kishmok Achi. But if a person takes Melocha and he does it where he's Oyve B'Chol Koychoy and he does it out of a sensitivity to Hilchas Choshen Mishpat, that Melocha is Chaviva Hiya Melocha Afilu Mischus Aves.